This is a game for three people. So I'm going to go Chris, Dom and Dave. Sorry, Tina. Love you loads.
No girls.
Why?
It's a boy only game.
That's girlist.
It is. I can only do three people.
Why?
Should me and Tina play as a team?
I'd love that.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're up for that, that'd be very
Dom.
Helpful. Thank you, Dom.
You just don't like girls.
I still like you, Tina. Well, that's true.
You've only just realised?
That is actually true.
Wow.
That's been the case for years, Tina.
So this is like...
He's a girl hater.
Like he's not.
Name the theme tune, which is a popular game that we've
name
played.
Name the theme tune. Right.
Are we do we need a pen or not?
Why not? But I don't think you probably need it. But have one anyway, just in case. I've changed the rules slightly. And there's going to be two rounds.
Yeah.
So three people as a team.
Oh, my God. I've lost the plot already.
And we're going to start with Chris.
Right.
You start with one note.
Yes.
And if you get it correct, you get 7 points.
Good.
7 points.
Now, if you don't get it right, you don't get to choose how many notes. If you don't get it right, we then go to the next person clockwise.
And we get six.
So that'll be Dom. And you'll be able to get it for 6 points.
Dom and Tina.
Dom and Tina. Yeah. Love you too.
Or Dina.
And then on to Dave and so forth. But I think...
And such and such.
You should have a big...
Pardon?
Big smack on the head if you don't get it after one note, because this is such an easy game.
So this is a very violent game. You get a slap on the on the head.
A bit of a, you know, a camp one. So quite a tap.
This is weird. Yeah. Maybe this is what television is missing. It needs a new game show. Now, if you get the question right, 7 points. If you get it wrong, I slap you in the back of your head.
Yeah. Dave.
Nothing says Christmas like a punch in the face.
I have a question.
Indeed.
Am I not at a disadvantage by the fact that I'm the last person on the clockwise circle?
So then it continues. So then the second song goes to Dom and Tina.
And then the third song, you go to get
first.
You get
so
first.
You'll be clockwise.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, that's good.
So, I Chris, just... here we go with the first
Does everybody
one.
Understand the rules?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. Yep. I'm ready.
You're going to love this.
Right. All right. So,
this is Radio Gold right here.
So I get one note one of note? A song, and yes. I have to guess what the Christmas song is.
And you will.
Okay.
So it's 1.1.
Here we go. I know what it is.
What is the song?
It's Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas.
Chris, 7 points.
Yeah!
Amazing.
I play the same songs every year at Christmas time. Doesn't matter if it's hip-hop or rap or rock or cheesy or... Because we play the same Christmas song. I love this Christmas song.
Do you like this one?
Love this Christmas
What, when
song.
You're stuck in traffic on the M1?
I love it. That's when I put
really?
It on. Yeah. You know why, Dave? I listen to it when I'm driving home for Christmas. Stacey Solomon's done this, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see those faces.
All right, so that's it. 7 points to me.
This could be the first game ever where there's a three-way tie on this.
Well, I don't know. Me and Tina haven't been
yet. That's a hell of a prize. Now, round two starts with Dominic. He gets to name the Christmas song after just one note.
Me and Tina.
Mine was... That's great.
See, that also sounds like the first
amazing.
Note of Jose. It's the same.
Yeah, but it's not exactly. A Christmas song, is it, though?
No,
there's two rounds, Dom, so you'll go this one, and then Tina will do the next round.
Oh, we're not playing together.
I thought we were a team.
We'll play together.
We'll play together. Oh, you've complicated it now.
So simple.
You ready? Mm. Here is your one note. Oh, for God's sake.
Hang on a sec.
Come on.
I've got it.
Hello.
Have you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Tina,
yeah,
do you know?
Let's hear it again.
Yeah. Let's hear it again. Here it is.
I've no idea.
That's disappointing.
Oh, good. Now,
is
does
it,
this...
it? Hang on.
Well, you won't get it.
Come on. Yeah, you might get it. Come on.
You won't.
Wish it could be Christmas every day.
Oh, good call.
Do they have to say...
Yeah, surely they need the artist as well.
Would you know the artist, Dom and Tina?
Yeah, I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Bye.
Everyone knows.
Bye.
You know.
I don't think they get it without the artist.
So
no,
right?
Don't give a clue. Because I get the next...
Ooh,
I get to...
Wizard!
It's correct!
Yay, well done, Tina.
In your face, Dave.
High five, Tina. Thanks, second.
How did you have that up your sleeve?
When the snowman brings the snow, just my light to know. Put a great big smile on somebody's face. Right, okay, round
Dave.
Three starts with Dave. One note, Christmas song, can you name it in one note? You ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
That'll be Shaken Stevens.
Ooh.
Ooh. Go on.
La 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 la.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Shaken Stevens.
Well done. The happiest man at Christmas. Sing.
Snow is falling
all around.
All around me.
I should do it by this song.
It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, nice.
Scores at the moment are 7 each.
This okay. is good.
Good.
Here Back we go. To Chris, round right. 4.
Round 4, my go. Name it in one. Band-Aid.
Oh,
do the
come
notes
on.
Christmas.
Band-Aid, do the notes Christmas. It's Christmas it's time. Good. I got it. Ooh, I'm all over it. And now, sing.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
All right, good. Next up, Dom and Tina. One note, can you name the Christmas song?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Oh, oh, I do, wow. I do wonderful know. Christmas
yes.
time.
Paul McCartney. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Yes. Yeah.
7 points. Technically, wasn't it Wings?
And you didn't no. want to let me play this game?
It's Bomb Time.
Rubbish. You're so competitive. It's Christmas. Actually, technically, I'm funny with Wings.
Humbug.
Yeah.
The moon is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
Oh, that'll do.
So that's Dave's got to get this right.
I'm going to get this wrong now.
Or you lose.
Here we go. At least I can deal with losing.
By the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but Dave has been keeping a track of the scores.
Seven.
He's like he's got a Len Goodman fetish.
Seven?
Hang on. Is that another seven for people?
Yeah, it is.
So wait, it's 7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
So yeah. Me and... I've got 14. Dom and Tina have got 14. You've got 7. You need to get this one right in the first go to get the same.
Which would be 7.
Yeah, obviously. And then it'll be 14. Are you ready? Here it comes.
Oh. Come on, Dave. This is so easy.
And by the way, I think I know what
No,
it is.
You don't.
I do too. Play it again. No, you definitely do.
It'd be Chris to steal if Dave can't get it.
Why?
Because clockwise.
Oh, yeah.
And again, please.
Oh, dear, Dave.
Oh, dear.
Wait, weirdly, it sounds like the first note of Space Cowboy by Jamiroquai, but it's not that.
That's the not curveball.
Christmas Space Cowboy.
Is there a countdown on the time?
One last one, please.
Okay.
Oh, the tension.
I don't know what it's called, you know.
But you really? Get two notes. Oh. You get two notes.
Yeah, I do. But I know the song. Okay. I don't know how many notes.
You don't know what it's called, but you know the song. Do you know the artist?
Yes. I think...
I'm thinking Nat King Cole.
Hello.
Hello.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Is incorrect.
Oh.
So Chris, I'm closing the texts and you're going to get two notes for 6 points.
Okay, I don't know the name of it. I think it's Nat King Cole, and I think it's the Christmas song, brackets, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
You're the winner.
Oh! Really?
The Christmas song's what I've got.
Right. You were so close, Dave.
I know.
But so far...
Yeah, and lucky chestnuts.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I have my chestnuts roasted there.
You need to get some ointment on those now.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
That's your chestnuts.
I tell you what, that's quite painful. You've got your chestnuts roasted and someone's nipping at your nose.
You should do an edit of that.
Yeah,
so it's Jack Frost nipping at your chestnuts.
Yeah.
Go on. Go on, Dan, get on it.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Can you do it?
Let me. Let's
okay, all right. Live editing.
I'd be a bit, you know, of a crude edit.
Oh, it's fine.
Chestnut.
Oh, I missed it. Hang on.
Okay, here we go.
Hang on.
Jack Frost nipping at your chestnut.
It's so childish.
Yeah, but it's good, though. This is what Christmas is all about.
It is. Editing.
You're right.
We're doing this on the radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Right. Here we go. It's going in.
J-
Jack Frost nipping at your chestnuts.
It's immediately funny.
But do you know what's even funnier? Is that it actually sounds like someone is nibbling on his chestnuts because it's nibbling at your chestnuts.
Because that's the noise. I was going to think that now.
If somebody was, that's the noise it would make.
Fun with editing.
We've just ruined an absolute classic.
Can we do that again, please?
Yeah, let's try that again.
Go on, do it again. Nibbling at your chestnuts.
I just need to cue it up first.
Okay. Nack and Cole would appreciate this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Here it comes.
Jack Frost nipping at your chestnut.
This is so wrong.
It's not. It's brilliant, Tina.
I literally love it.
It's ruined the song.
I love that.
I'm always going to think about that now.
I might have to have it again.
I love that.
We've got to play a Bublé song for 8:30. Oh,
oh man.
It's not more important.
Why is that so funny? Oh, right, if you listened to the show yesterday.